Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Don't forget, tap the News Radio app today. Enter to win tickets to the FSU Miami game at Doak Campbell tomorrow. You have until 5 o'clock. That's your deadline. Of course, it's been open since 5 this morning. What you do, just access the app. The registration page is going to pop up on you. Fill it out. Send it in. Austin picks the winner at 5:15 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. So we're excited about that. Also excited that our very own Andrew McKay is out and about. Canova Mall. We'll check in with him in a few minutes here. They're doing that thing called Pensacan over there. So we'll get in on that. But first, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Escambia County officials confirming 911 operators fielding way too many non-emergency calls. Officials say 95,000 calls were placed to 911 this year, as only 16% of those required emergency response. If you aren't sure the situation is an emergency, call 911. Let the operator determine if it indeed requires emergency action.
Number two.
The National Hurricane Center monitoring an area of low pressure with a low probability of tropical development. The system is forecasted to bring stormy conditions to the Florida Panhandle on Sunday. The NHC confirmed that strong wind shear is expected to limit any substantial development of the system.
Number three.
Santa Rosa County is updating its local mitigation strategy and needs your input. Strategy addresses risk from natural and man-made hazards or disasters such as hurricanes. An information booth will be set up at the Sand Dollar Market. This is over on Highway 87 in Navarre. Put it on your calendar, Saturday, October 18th. It is from 9 to 3. Already 4:15 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, have some backups on I-10. Traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. We're used to that this time every afternoon. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That's where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. Outside of that, there hopefully shouldn't be too much holding you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, going to be a low of 70 tonight. Once we get into your weekend, we are going to see some rainfall chances come around, and unfortunately, they're not going to go far away for too long, because we do have some rainfall chances heading into your next work week on Monday and even Tuesday.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A collection of cans in art. Today, Pensacan underway at Cordova Mall. News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay is following the action at today's Manna Food Pantry event.
So we're out here at Cordova Mall, where the annual Pensacan competition is underway. This is where groups basically bring together all kinds of canned food and dry good items for Manna Food Pantries, and they build something interesting, like in this case, the Pensacola Welcome Sign Pelican, or the Lighthouse, or there's one for Taylor Swift. They're very cool. They're right by the Dillard's. There are 9 of them. You can see them all there, or online at mannahelps.org, where you can go to vote for the People's Choice. Very cool. They'll be here for a week until October 10th. Andrew McKay reporting from Cordova Mall for News Radio 92.3.
All right, and an 18-year-old has been arrested for allegedly shooting a 17-year-old in Milton. Police say Francois Sims Jr. is facing charges of culpable negligence inflicting harm. The victim was treated at Santa Rosa Medical Center and Sacred Heart Hospital before being released. SRMC was briefly placed on lockdown during the incident.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the city of Pensacola is disputing claims of wasteful spending from the state of Florida. Thursday, Florida's chief financial officer accused the city of overtaxing residents to fund projects like the nearly $600,000 Welcome to Pensacola sign.
On the other end of our state, the city of Pensacola, they paid almost $600,000 for a large neon Welcome to Pensacola sign. Maybe it should say Welcome to Wasteful Spending.
All right, that's CFO Blaze Ingolia commenting. By the way, city officials confirming the sign was funded largely by FDOT. The state also criticized spending on a drag event hosted by the Sanger Theater.
Boaters along Florida's Gulf Coast should take caution this weekend as rough conditions continue offshore. A small craft advisory remains in effect through Sunday morning with winds up to 25 knots and seas reaching 8 feet. Bay and inland waters will be choppy, and officials warn inexperienced mariners to stay ashore. The advisory covers all coastal waters from Tampa Bay to Bonita Beach.
Yeah, let's take that a little bit further, if you don't mind. Brandi Campbell, she's down in Fort Pierce, Florida this afternoon, and she's tracking these storms for News Radio 92.3.
As of Thursday morning, they've marked an area stretching from the northwest Bahamas to much of the Florida Peninsula for possible tropical development. Right now, the chances remain low. But regardless of tropical development, Floridians along the east coast of the state can expect widespread rainfall and increased flood potential, windier than normal conditions, and rough surf and high rip current risks. The St. Lucie County Ocean Rescue Chief Morgan Harmon shared this warning to beachgoers.
It's going to be a really dangerous weekend, so I would advise everyone just to avoid it. If you do come to the beach, just take a look, take pictures, but please stay out of the water.
Download the Fox Weather app for continued updates. For now, in Fort Pierce, Florida, I am Brandi Campbell with Fox Weather.
Ashley Moody will give away her pay during the federal government shutdown. Senator Moody announced yesterday that she'll donate her salary to the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay. According to the center's website, it helps those who are struggling with domestic violence, substance abuse, medical emergencies, and other issues. Moody says the center will provide help to vulnerable populations who may be impacted by this reckless choice to shut down the government.
All right, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, a major find for treasure hunters off the Florida coastline. It's a big one. Here's Tom Agati.
Divers from Shipwreck Salvage Company 715 Fleet Queens Jewels LLC have uncovered a load of long-lost Spanish treasure. Its estimated value, $1 million. The discovery was made on the Atlantic side of Florida in waters known as Treasure Coast. The treasure haul includes over 1,000 silver and gold coins, believed to be minted in the then Spanish colonies of Mexico, Bolivia, and Peru. The fortune was being shipped back to Spain in late July 1715 when a hurricane wrecked the fleet's ships and spilled the gold and silver into the sea. The 1715 Fleet Society says some dates and mint marks are still visible on some of the recovered coins. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The FBI and Homeland Security raided the Florida home of a man accused of being linked to the killing of an Ecuadorian presidential candidate. Samantha Soso, down in Miami. She's at Fox 7 over there. Here she is.
Federal agents spending hours at the multi-million dollar home belonging to Ecuadorian national Javier Jordan, a controversial figure in the Latin American country who's been accused of being involved in drug trafficking and a high-profile assassination. He's not been arrested as of Thursday and tells us he's cooperating with the FBI's investigation. When we ask what he thinks they were looking for, he says they were looking for the Ecuadorian El Chapo Guzman. That's what they were hoping for, to find millions of dollars, find drugs, find kilos of gold. That's what they were looking for, but what they found was a regular family.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you on this Friday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the ongoing fight between the governor's office and the CFO, Blaise Ingolia, and Pensacola over a couple of items that they say were misspent. New information is kind of interesting on this subject. The digital feud over trans rights between J.K. Rowling and Emma Watson. Brother Andrew celebrates the rebrand of Maxwell Apartment Coffee in the Transgressive Memorial Service. And Taylor Swift drops her new album. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. The government shut down, keeping the September jobs report from coming out today. The August jobs report showed just 22,000 jobs were created. Let's find out what's going on. Here's Jenny Casola.
We want to make sure this government gets open. We release these numbers.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer tells FBN's Maria Bartiromo the government shutdown that prevented the release of the monthly employment report is frustrating.
As soon as they open this government, we want to get these numbers out so that we can determine what this market looks like.
De Remer admits the ADP report on September employment by private employers was discouraging, but she's also seeing encouraging signs.
People are clamoring to invest in their workforce. That's the exciting part that I've seen on the ground.
She says they need to work on necessary changes. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. Of course, we're watching the markets today. Stocks Indy Mix. Hillary Barsky's got the numbers.
Stocks losing some steam in afternoon trading and finishing mixed with the Nasdaq lagging. However, the Dow and S&P 500 posted fresh record closes on rate cut hope. Investors brushing off a government shutdown and focusing on this month's Fed meeting and AI. The government shutdown delaying the release of today's key jobs report for September and other economic data. Gold prices surging to record highs at over $3,900 an ounce as the government shutdown is driving investors towards safe haven assets. Healthcare and financials gained while tech lagged. The Dow up 239 points for its 11th record close of the year. The Nasdaq lower by 64. S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 425, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. And with a look at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Little Theater. You can get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde. That's running through October 5th. You can get your tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That is where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 70 tonight. We have a high surf advisory all throughout this weekend with rainfall chances for both Saturday and Sunday. Once we get into Monday and Tuesday, we're going to see those rainfall chances linger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are following the weather situation as it unrolls this for this weekend, what we're looking at. Florida's dealing with another day of off-and-on storms today. Down in South Florida, they're getting whacked. Brandy Campbell is down at Fort Pierce, Florida, and has his report on News Radio 92.3.
The National Hurricane Center is also keeping an eye on storm activity over Florida and the Bahamas, noting a low chance of tropical development at this time. A resident we met in Fort Pierce says you have to be on alert.
Now is the time when we have to be careful because the storms will come across in the Gulf and then they'll come back across Florida. And right now we're having some activity. coming this direction now, so we don't know what to expect.
Regardless, several coastal communities along Florida's east coast remain under flood watches and warnings, with windy conditions continuing. Beachgoers should also be aware of dangerous rip currents and high surf. In Fort Pierce, Florida, I am Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
The bombshell everyone's been waiting for. Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to just over 4 years in prison. Combs was found guilty on two prostitution-related charges back in July. Prosecutors called for Combs to get at least 11 years, while defense lawyers said the maximum should be 14 months. He was acquitted of the top racketeering and prostitution counts, of course, and he's also being fined $500,000.
The Trump administration holding back billions of dollars for Chicago infrastructure projects. As the government shutdown continues here today, and looks like it's not going to get a reprieve for a while. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says more than $2 billion for Chicago's Red Line train expansion is on hold to ensure funding is not flowing via race-based contracting. Earlier this week, the administration cut off $18 billion in infrastructure funding for New York City. The withholding of funding in Democrat-led cities appears to be tied to the government shutdown. President Trump said he was meeting with Vogt to determine which of the many Democrat agencies he recommends to be cut and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The government shutdown going to stretch at least through the weekend. This after the Senate failed once again to pass competing measures that would have ended the stalemate. The chamber will be adjourned until Monday. This means the shutdown will now at least last 6 days. President Trump has promised federal layoffs and said he would use the shutdown to decide which Democratic agencies to close.
We have told you about this. Started a couple of days ago. It's happening now. Federal troops have begun their crackdown on violent crime in Memphis. Madison Scarpino is on the streets of Memphis this afternoon.
The arrests so far include a Trendyaragua gang member and a man wanted for rape of a child. AG Bondi says in just the first 72 hours, they arrested 93 criminals and got 28 illegal guns off the streets. She says her message to law enforcement is simple. We have your back. Over the last several days, we've been speaking to many people who live here. Some say they think this federal effort is going too far, but the majority tell us they're fed up with the crime here and they want all the help they can get. Earlier this week, President Trump says that he believes there should permanently be a federal presence here.
Okay, Apple announced today they are removing apps that allow people to track the movement of ICE agents. Speaking about that issue, Border Czar Tom Homan says they should have never put those things up there in the first place.
Thank God they finally took some action. It was too little too late. Look, I think the reason they took it down is because Pam Bondi, you know, we got a strong attorney general, says she's going to start investigating these applications and whoever's funding these applications and prosecute them.
Okay, so you might be buying or selling that home today. Let me give you some strength in numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting rates are holding steady today after climbing for a second straight week. 30-year fixed mortgage standing 6.36%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.87%. Austin, there is a lot of sports happening around this area this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
And we're going to talk about it coming up in 5 minutes. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs learning his fate today at a New York City courtroom after his convictions in July. Fox's CB Cotton.
The judge sentencing Sean Diddy Combs to 4 years behind bars, telling the court he took into consideration that Diddy was self-made, but he said he had to consider all of the rapper's history.
Combs was convicted on two prostitution-related charges after he was accused of flying people across state lines for drug-fueled marathon sexual encounters. Hamas signaling support for parts of President Trump's Gaza peace plan.
Hamas is accepting parts of a 20-point plan from President Trump, including releasing all remaining hostages taken captive nearly 2 years ago. A statement from Hamas delivered hours after the president set a Sunday deadline.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. With all the players Kyle Shanahan has been missing, it makes it so damn impressive that he beat the Los Angeles Rams last night to improve the San Francisco 49ers record to 4-1 in the season. Shanahan's system was the story last evening, and it's a big reason why the 49ers have been super successful during his tenure as 49ers head coach. The only thing obviously missing from Shanahan's resume is the Lombardi Trophy, and we'll see if he can snag one of those this year so he can capitalize on the great start to the season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey. Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking. With an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus, study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start October 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia County officials confirmed 911 operators are fielding too many non-emergency calls. Officials say 95,000 calls were placed to 911 this year, as only 16% of those required actual emergency responses. If you aren't sure the situation is an emergency, call 911 and let the operator determine if it is one.
Number two.
National Hurricane Center monitoring an area of low pressure with a low probability. Let me repeat that now. A low probability of tropical development. System is forecasted to bring stormy conditions to the Florida Panhandle on Sunday. The NHC confirming that strong wind shear is expected to limit any substantial development of the system.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa County is updating its local mitigation strategy and needs public input. The strategy addresses risks from natural and man-made hazards. An information booth will be at Sand Dollar Market on Highway 87 in Navarre. This is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I wanted to check in with News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay. He's over at Cordova Mall this afternoon. What's going on? A collection of cans and art. As they say, Pensacan is underway. Andrew is in the middle of the action at today's Manna Food Pantry event.
So we're out here at Cordova Mall where the annual Pensacan competition is underway. This is where groups basically bring together all kinds of canned food and dry good items for Mana food pantries, and they build something interesting, like in this case, the Pensacola Welcome Sign Pelican, or the Lighthouse, or there's one for Taylor Swift. They're very cool. They're right by the Dillard's. There are 9 of them. You can see them all there or online at manahelps.org, where you can go to vote for the People's Choice. Very cool. They'll be here for a week until October 10th. Andrew McKay reporting from Cordova Mall for News Radio 92.3.
And Escambia County Public Schools rallying community support for Escambia High School in the T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights competition, which could land the school a $1 million upgrade for their football stadium. The school was selected as one of 25 finalists nationwide. Escambia High has already won $25,000 and is now competing for the grand prize. From now until October 24th, anyone with a valid email can vote daily for the school.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Already on week 5 of the regular season in the NFL, the Thursday nighter featured the 49ers and Rams from LA. The rivals needed overtime to decide it. San Fran had a 3-point lead before stopping the Rams on fourth down to end it. Kyle Shanahan impressed with his squad.
A huge character one. We've been in tight ones all, how many have we had? All 5 of them. Had a chance to pull out last week. We didn't. Pulled this one out and can't be more proud of the guys.
All right, final score from L.A. San Fran wins 26-23 again in overtime. Elsewhere, some big spreads on the board for this upcoming Sunday. Bengals laying 10.5 at home to the visiting Lions. Bills at home giving the Patriots 8.5. Cardinals are 7.5-point favorites over the Titans. And the Saints announced a new 10-year lease with the state of Louisiana that keeps the team in New Orleans through at least 2035. Football is just beginning, while baseball was in the process of finding a champion. Thursday featured 3 winner-take-all wildcard games. The Yankees stifled the Red Sox bats thanks to Cam Schlittler. 8 innings of 12 strikeout baseball for the rookie. The bullpen was equally strong.
This one is popped up, McMahon. And the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
ESPN with the call. The Yankees close out Boston 4-0. David Bednar recorded the final 3 outs. The Yankees advance to face the Blue Jays in the divisional round. Meanwhile, the Cubs have advanced after beating the Padres 3-1. They'll next face the Brewers in the divisional round. And the Tigers, despite blowing a huge division lead to the Guardians during the regular season, well, they beat Cleveland yesterday 6-3. Detroit will face the Seattle Mariners next. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, there's 5 games on the college football schedule tonight. At 6 p.m., Western Kentucky hosting Delaware, while South Florida will welcome in Charlotte for an American Conference battle. New Mexico facing off against San Jose State in the Mountain West Clash. That kicks off at 9. And at 9:30, number 23 BYU hosting West Virginia. And last but not least, San Diego State will take on Colorado State in another Mountain West game.
Okay, we got a pretty good schedule of high school football games tonight. Are you ready for these? Destin at Pensacola Catholic, Escambia at Navarre, Pace, Madison County, Pine Forest at Crestview. Here's a game you're doing, Gulf Breeze at West Florida. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We kick that one off at 7 tonight on ESPN Pensacola. That is
99.1 FM
and 1330 AM.
There you go.
Jeez, keeping up with these things sometimes. Northview versus Baker, Central J, Booker T. Washington at Pensacola High School. And, by the way, that is the Mayor's Bowl. They're playing that over at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Milton has a bye week this week. And for Sunday or Saturday's activities, local college activities, UWF taking on Northeastern State in Oklahoma and South Alabama Troy matchup, 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Lastly, of course, if we're going to talk about football regular season stuff, we got to talk about MLB postseason. It rolls on tomorrow with the start of the divisional series round and the Milwaukee Brewers hosting the Chicago Cubs for game 1 of the NLDS series. New York Yankees heading to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays to begin their ALDS series. Later, the Phillies squaring off against the defending champ Dodgers and the Mariners welcoming the Detroit Tigers to Seattle.
Okay, let's not forget about our Ice Flyers playing 29 home games this season over the Bay Sitter. Season kicking off Saturday, October 18th. And again, season features fan favorite theme nights, and they'll start those theme nights on October 25th.
Here's today's health news.
Researchers discover that kids who had a dog have a lower risk for a certain condition. How about those pups? Lisa Brady, House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Growing up with a dog may help protect against childhood asthma. Investigators found babies exposed to allergens from man's best friend had a 48% lower risk of asthma by age 5 and better lung function. Researchers say the protective effect is linked to increased exposure to diverse microbial communities in the home environment, which can help strengthen the immune system and promote tolerance to allergens. No similar protection was found in kids growing up with cats. The findings were presented at a meeting of the European Respiratory Society in Amsterdam. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Speaking of bizarre research findings, those working the night shift or non-traditional hours are at a greater risk of getting kidney stones. That's according to new research published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings. Researchers say anyone working a shift outside a 9-to-5 job has a 15% increased risk of getting kidney stones. That number jumps to 22% for people working the night shift. The study involved data from more than 220,000 people in the United Kingdom.
I wonder if that's caused by maybe sitting down too long if you have a nighttime job or so.
Perhaps.
Probably some degree of truth to that. Not sure how much, but probably. Hey, some studies suggest smoking too much weed could be linked to more serious mental health issues. We've probably known this for a while. Alexis McAdams has the story.
According to the National Institutes of Health and numerous other studies, using too much pot puts users at a higher risk for developing schizophrenia, especially among young men. This comes after two recent shootings had one thing in common. Back in August, police say Robin Westman shot up a Catholic school in Minneapolis, killing two kids and injuring 18 others. While there is no confirmed direct link, Westman reportedly blamed marijuana in part for the killing spree. Also, officials say the gunman who shot up an ICE facility in Dallas, killing two detainees, was a heavy pot smoker.
Okay, 4:43, News Radio 92.3. At least one Republican is slamming the FDA approval of a new abortion drug. Ryan Schmelz is in this afternoon.
Baffled is how Senator Josh Hawley feels after the Missouri Republican says Avita Solutions received approval from the FDA for a new chemical abortion drug. Hawley says he can't figure out what's happening at the FDA, as the federal agency had promised a safety review that's only just started. Avita is now the second company approved to make the generic version of mifepristone, an abortion pill that has faced fierce criticism from anti-abortion groups, but so far legal challenges to the drug have not been successful. Fox News has reached out to Avita Solutions and the FDA. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Do not forget, you're 15 minutes away from the deadline to tap the News Radio app. Enter to win tickets to the FSU-Miami game tomorrow over at Doak Campbell. Here's what you do. Hit the app. Registration page pops up. Fill it out. Send it in. Austin picks the winner, 5:15 this afternoon. And Austin's in. He's in this afternoon. Pretty busy guy today. Fridays are busy for this.
Yeah, I'm a busy bee.
Here we go. He has a look at the traffic and weather.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Pine Forest Road. Traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some developing on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. Outside of that, there's not too much going on from what I can see on the road, so thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 70 tonight, so very forgiving temperatures. And they're going to last heading into your weekend and your upcoming work week, but that's because we got some rainfall chances on the way.
There's another questionable weekend, kind of squirrely type weather situations around the country. High temps out in the Great Plains while the Northern Rockies getting snow. We're getting rain showers down here. For a full explanation and transparency, Janice Dean has more of the forecast.
We've got some pretty big weather extremes happening through the weekend with record-breaking highs for the Plain States, the Mississippi Valley, spreading towards the Great Lakes in the Northeast, while the first snow is falling across the Northern Rockies and the first winter storm watch posted so far this season for them. Florida is getting drenched over the next few days in some areas across the Southeast Coast as we've got a frontal boundary combined with tropical moisture, bringing showers and thunderstorms for the next several days across the region. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Congress debating whether or not to expand Obamacare's subsidies first created under the American Rescue Plan Act. Ryan Schmelz in with the details.
Democrats are pushing for an extension of COVID-era Affordable Care Act premium tax credits that impact the cost of health care for over 20 million people. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's willing to discuss extending the program, but there needs to be significant reforms.
I'm open to having conversations with our Democrat colleagues about how to address that issue.
It's estimated extending the premium tax credit would cost the government upwards of $350 million over the next decade. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks rising to record highs today as Wall Street aims for solid weekly gains, even as the U.S. government shutdown is in its third day. The broad market S&P 500 rising more than 1% week to date. The Dow and S&P setting fresh records, up 238 and 1 point respectively. The tech-heavy NASDAQ losing 63. Alphabet's Google and Comcast-owned NBC Universal are reaching an agreement to keep NBC shows like Sunday Night Football and America's Got Talent on YouTube TV. The streaming service will carry NBC Universal's full portfolio of networks. Berkshire Hathaway is separating the roles of chairman and CEO. The long-anticipated move sets the stage for Greg Abel to succeed Warren Buffett as CEO at the start of next year. Crude oil futures for November delivery are up slightly. They're currently sitting under $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448 News Radio 92.3. Taylor Swift's much-anticipated 12th album is out today. A lot of buzz on this one. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
The Life of a Showgirl features a title track duet with Sabrina Carpenter and is streaming on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. So you don't know the life of a showgirl. Swift says she worked on it in Sweden while she was on the Eras tour with producers Max Martin and Shellback, previous collaborators on her Red, 1989, and Reputation albums. Swifties were ready for it. Spotify announced Monday that the Showgirl album had surpassed 5 million pre-saves on the platform to become the most pre-saved album in its history. There are also physical versions of the album, including CDs and vinyl in various colorways. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Officials advising people to destroy a toy distributed nationwide over lead contamination concerns. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, InMotion Design is recalling more than 98,000 units of its Evermore Surprise eggs made in China, as the toy airplanes contained within the eggs pose a threat to children. The toys were sold at 7-Eleven, Horizon, Speedway, Murphy stores nationwide from March of 2025 through April. However, no injuries or incidents have been reported in connection with the recall at this time. Consumers are encouraged to stop using the toys immediately and contact InMotion Design for a refund.
Interesting topic coming up here. Could Americans be soon getting a tariff rebate check? They're floating this number around right now, $2,000 for American. Not sure that's confirmed or not. Chris DiMeo's in with more on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump says he's weighing the idea of giving Americans up to $2,000 in rebates derived from tariff revenue. In an interview with One American News, the president said the government is now taking unprecedented sums of money from tariffs. He says $1,000 to $2,000 would be great regarding the size of the checks. Two lower courts ruled that most of the tariffs imposed on the U.S.'s trading partners were illegal. The ruling was appealed by the administration. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in early November. Chris DiMeo, Fox News.
Cracker Barrel cutting ties with the consulting firm behind its disastrous rebrand. Boy, they are really trying to rebound from this. The company announced it's ending its partnership with Profit, the group hired last March to design a new brand marketing campaign. The new logo drew a swift rebuke from Cracker Barrel customers, of course, when it dropped its iconic picture of an elderly man, Uncle Herschel. Customers also called the new in-store decor soulless. Cracker Barrel quickly reversed course and returned the original logo and in-store old-fashioned feel.
The old former CEO of that company had really bitten the bullet because she says, we are going to change it all up here at Cracker Barrel. Change it everything.
Why? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's exactly what the consumer said. Why? Why did you have to do that? Okay, scientists discover a rogue planet growing at the fastest rate ever seen. It's kind of frightening.
That's disturbing.
It's kind of frightening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Carmen Roberts has the details.
Scientists uncover a mysterious rogue planet feasting on 6 billion tons of gas and dust each second as it grows at a furious rate. Researchers at the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope studied the object named CHA 1107-7626, which is up to 10 times larger than Jupiter and speeding through our galaxy about 620 light years from Earth. Unlike typical planets, rogue planets don't orbit stars. They drift freely through space. But researchers say this one blurs the line between stars and planets because, like stars, it's expanding, and in this case, at a never-before-seen rate. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Florida State and Miami will square off in a classic college football showdown Saturday night in Tallahassee on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
Tomorrow, it's the Florida State Seminoles versus the Miami Hurricanes. Pre-game is at 4:30 on your home for FSU football. News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Take advantage of the free document shredding event Saturday morning from 8 till 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Get more at newsradio923.com. The License to Thrill charity date auction is Saturday evening at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Proceeds benefit Valerie's House and A Hope of Milton. More info at crewofpensacolabells.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 heads up Pensacola. Austin's rocking this afternoon. He's got a pretty good fixation on what's happening on the weather and local traffic side as well. News Radio 92.3. Okay, Austin, it's yours.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Harlem Globetrotters. This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Come be a part of that legacy that never stops. And get your tickets today at harlemglobetrotters.com. All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour, knock on wood. Got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also got a little bit at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Last major spot would probably be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, but even that's looking rather limited. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, going to be a low of 70 tonight. High surf advisory all throughout your weekend, and rainfall chances are going to come up tomorrow, which are going to linger over the next several days heading into your upcoming work week.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Today is October 3rd. What does that mean? It is Mean Girls Day. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Release of the 2004 movie Mean Girls, October 3rd has come to be known by many as Mean Girls Day, in reference to a line in which Katie Heron, played by Lindsay Lohan, talks about making conversation with her high school crush.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Cue the Mean Girls memes.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Mean Girls turned 20 last year, but it's still often quoted.
She doesn't even go here!
Since the film's release, there's also been a stage version on Broadway, as well as a 2024 musical movie.
That is so fetch. Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Mean Girls is available to stream on Hulu and Paramount+. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Gosh, those girls knew how to play Insufferable.
Yes,
all right.
And they were delightful to look at, too.
All right, I'll just leave that one up to you. Saturday Night Live kicking off its 51st season this weekend with some major stars. The first host is Bad Bunny, who's just been tapped for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. The Puerto Rican superstar is going to be joined by Doja Cat as musical guest. The following week, SNL alum Amy Poehler will host as musical guest role model. Then on October 18th, it'll be pop star Sabrina Carpenter in both roles.
Okay, Fast and Furious star Tyrese Gibson has been arrested and booked on animal cruelty charge. That's not good. Here's Jill Nito.
A dog belonging to Tyrese Gibson's believed to have killed a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Henry. It happened in Gibson's Fulton County neighborhood in Georgia last month. Henry's owner found the dog's body in his yard after Gibson's four cane Corsos were seen roaming off-leash. Gibson's attorney released a statement in which the actor admitted his dogs were responsible for Henry's death. The statement said the dogs have since been rehomed and that Gibson extends his deepest condolences to the family who lost their pet. The actor was released on a $20,000 bond. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A moped rider who Los Angeles police say was driving under the influence is under arrest after crashing into, of all things, an LAPD cruiser. Happened just after midnight Thursday morning in downtown L.A. The police vehicle was not moving when the moped slammed into its door. After a field sobriety test, the rider was taken to jail with minor injuries. No officers were hurt.
Well, the cops should be pretty happy that that wasn't a Harley that ran into the side of that car.
You are correct on
that. Especially if it was like a sportsman or something like that. Hey, a change at this year's Pacific Air Show in California has got things mixed up out there. Max Gordon has more.
The roar of aircraft over the ocean returns to Huntington Beach, California this weekend for the Pacific Air Show, known as the most widely attended air show in the U.S. But absent this year, U.S. military aircraft due to the government shutdown. Here's Kevin Elliott, the director of the Pacific Air Show.
We're really bummed for not only for our fans and for ourselves, but also for the teams, right? The Thunderbirds, the F-35A, they all want to be here. This is like what they work for all year long, is to get to the beach.
Still, the show will go on. There will be stunt planes, an aerobatic helicopter, and historic aircraft up in the sky. Air show organizers say that if Congress can reopen the government, our military pilots could still potentially perform. But right now, that's not looking likely. In Huntington Beach, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
So there you are driving through north of Escambia County, and what do you see in your rearview mirror? A C-130 coming down the road at you.
Yikes.
This is true. The U.S. Air Force Lockheed Hercules, operated by the 179th Airlift Wing, departed from Hurlburt. It is now en route to Oklahoma to be retrofitted as a training module. But
wow.
On Thursday, they had to go up through north Escambia County,
yeah,
and there it was.
I
this
saw
big,
it.
Huge 130. Hey, hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.